Now, hello and welcome to another show here on the Psychic Choice Radio. It's a Tuesday. And what do we expect of our shows? We expect to see those donation buttons being pressed. Yeah, right. But they're not, because we have paid subscribers 1, 2, 3 out of 9, which means that 6 people in the call queue have not made an effort this evening. So get your fingers tapping that button. It's easy, you know, it's just very straightforward there. It's on every show page and it goes straight to the play. Okay, 4 subscribers now, actually. There you go. Okay, wonderful. So that's Q's going on. Actually, it's the same person now. I've got to find out who that is in just a moment. We've lost 1, 2, 3, 9, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It was line 8. Line 8 actually dropped. Okay, so right, just pop that back in the little box, and we're about ready to start. Right. So then, let's see. Okay, just about ready to start. And strangely, when I said that we were just about ready to start, we appear to have lost our... No, they're back now. Okay. Right, okay.
Good evening.
Hello. Okay, I thought we'd lost you there for a minute. I was scrolling up and down. I couldn't see you.
You did. Right. My call dropped for some reason.
Oh, right, okay. Right, I knew I weren't seeing things. Okay. Right, we have 2 Susans in the call queue, I can see. Wonderful. Okay, so we're going to take Susan number 1. Suzanne, actually.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi, this is Suzanne. I'm still job hunting. I'm a lunch monitor. Do you see anything coming in?
Yeah, I do see something coming in, darling. I see something in to do within a school setting. Would that make sense?
Yes, I'm a lunch monitor right now for 3.5 hours a day at a school setting, but I put in for either subbing as a teacher aide or a perm teacher aide job. Do you see anything and when?
That's what I do see, darling. I see you in a classroom. When is another question, because Spirit doesn't have timeline, darling. So when is another question? But I do feel as though you are going to get a job in either subbing permanently or subbing part-time, sweetheart. I really do feel that. As I say, when is another question? Because Spirit doesn't have a timeline, darling. So it could be any time between now and Christmas. That's what I'm feeling.
I put a bunch of applications in today.
Yeah, it could be between now and Christmas, darling. It's just like, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm looking at, darling. Okay. I do see you in a classroom, but when is another question? That's all I can say, darling, is because Spirit doesn't have a timeline, darling. Okay. So it could be any time between now and then.
Do you see anything else I should know about anything?
I see you've been happy. I see a smile on your face. It's to do with some news that you do get. Okay. I do see a happiness coming into your life as well. As I say, when is another question, darling, but I do see you being happy. I feel as though you're looking for happiness. Would that make sense?
I am.
Yeah, I do feel as though you're going to be happy, and I do, and I can see that coming in. But when, again, spirit doesn't have a timeline as to when things are going to happen, darling. So it's going to be happening. I should say maybe, I'd say between maybe now and next year at some point with your happiness. I do feel as though you need to, you want to be stabilized and you want to be stable with what you're doing in a sort of roundabout way.
I dated somebody about 4 weeks, but he wasn't ready to date, so I'm hoping I meet someone else.
Yeah, yeah. I do feel as though you're going to meet someone else, darling. I really do feel as though you're going to meet someone else, okay? I do feel as though this man's going to be committed to you. I do feel as though this guy's been ready for dating for a very long time. And I do feel, honestly, that he's going to be someone that is going to be caring and compassionate. Okay, he's going to be very compassionate with you. I feel as though you can talk to him about anything. And I do feel as though he will sit there and listen to you. As again, to when that's going to happen, it could be, as I say, it could be between now and next year. But I do feel happiness coming your way.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry. I couldn't give you more information. Thank you.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, thank you, darling. Thank you for calling.
Well, okay then. Not taking the full 10, but never mind. Okay, let's see. Catherine.
Good evening, Catherine.
Hi, good evening.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
I
have been thinking about my Aunt Nan a lot today. I was wondering if she's come through for a message or from anyone else, if she's not around.
Okay. You've got two or three ladies around you, sweetheart. Okay. I'm feeling two or three ladies around you. I'm feeling like a mother figure and a grandmother figure. The two is a grandmother figure. Would you understand the mother figure in spirit, please, Catherine?
Yeah, my mom and aunt are usually together. They're best friends.
Okay, I'm feeling three females around you, sweetheart.
Yeah,
okay.
And yes, as well,
okay.
Grandma.
Yeah, okay. I feel as though this either could be your aunt or your mum that's speaking. I feel as though they're trying to tell me to tell you that some things are worth fighting for. Would you understand what that means, please?
Yes, I have an idea.
Okay. Because I'm being told to tell you some things are worth fighting for, sweetheart. Okay. I don't know what this means, but obviously if you've got an idea, then you know what it means.
Yes,
okay.
Because it's causing a little, there's a little family division right now.
Right, okay, this is what she's saying then. Okay, this is what she's saying. Some things are worth fighting for, but others are best left to get on with what they have to do. Okay, because what that means to me is that there's some sort of rivalry going on somewhere. Would that make sense?
Kind of.
Yeah, okay. They want me to let you know that what you're fighting for or what you're doing is
uh-huh.
the right thing, okay? Or what
That's
you're
nice
doing to... or what you're fighting for is the right thing, sweetheart, okay? This is what I'm being told to tell you. She's saying to me, sweetheart, okay, she wants me to let you know that, the plans that you've got, there's some plans that you've got, she's saying to me, is a plan of some sort of a difference. Would that make sense?
Some sort of different?
Yeah, it would make some sort of difference.
Oh, make a difference.
Yeah.
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because she's saying there's a plan that you're doing or thinking about that would make some sort of difference. And she wants you to let you know that that would make a difference, okay. I'm feeling as though it's maybe some sort of, I don't know, it feels to me as though it could be a speech or it is something that you could teach people about. Would that make sense?
Yeah. If I don't, myself, I don't know too many of the details. So if they can help me become more clear about it, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Because I feel as though there's some people around you that's needing some sort of help. Or there's people around you that are feeling lost, should I say. Would that make sense?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Because she's making me feel as though there's somebody around you that's feeling as though they could do with some help. Or there's somebody around you that's wanting you to join forces with them to help make a difference to a community of some sort. Would that make sense?
That would be nice. I don't think I've met them yet, but yeah, that would be nice to.
Okay, because I feel
team
as
up
though
with
this
somebody.
Would, yeah, I feel as though this is what could be coming, sweetheart.
Right.
Okay. I do feel as though this is what could be coming. Okay. Because she's saying to me, every bit of difference that you can help with is in every bit of difference that it makes in people's lives.
Oh.
Okay. And there's someone around you at this precise minute, I don't know what this is to do with. It's something to do with the family, I'm being told. Somebody's causing a riot over something, or someone wants to start causing a riot over something. Would that make sense?
Yeah, they have been.
Right, okay. I feel as though this is coming from your aunt, sweetheart. Okay, I do feel as though this is coming from your aunt. Okay. You've got to tell them it's got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's watching every move that everyone's making. And I'm feeling as though somebody's got something that should either doesn't belong to them or they shouldn't have. Would that make sense?
Could be. I don't know that much detail.
Okay. Because this is what I'm getting. This is what I'm getting, darling. Okay. Somebody's got something that doesn't belong to them. They shouldn't have it. It should be somebody else's. Okay? Because I feel as though since your aunt's been passed, I don't feel as though it's like sibling rivalry. Well, it is sibling rivalry in some sort of a way, but I don't feel as though it's sibling rivalry with you or your siblings, if you've got siblings. I feel as though it is like cousins that are fighting. Would that make sense?
That much, I don't know. I don't know if they are.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though it's cousins that are fighting. Because your aunt says you've got to tell them to stop. And she's watching every moment, every movement that they're making. And there's one of them that's a bit beside themselves at this precise minute. Okay. And she just said to me, one of them has got either something that doesn't belong to them or has taken something that doesn't belong to them. I don't know whether it's to do with you, your side, or whether it is your cousin's side or not, darling. I do feel as though this is an aunt talking, though, because I do feel as though she's saying to me that there's something that they're trying to involve you with. Would that make sense?
No, I mean, I don't know. I just know about within my own family. I don't know about any cousins stuff.
Right, okay. Okay. It is maybe what's going on with your own family then. This is why she's making it as plain as day.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody obviously being so selfish. Okay, there's one person being selfish. Okay, and I do feel as though it's a female figure that's being selfish. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it could be through marriage, through an in-law.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though it's a female that's been selfish. Okay, sweetheart. And she's saying to me that somebody is trying, obviously, I feel as though it's this female that's trying to cause a riot over something. Okay. But the other one, there's some people that's actually listening to what she's saying. Would that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I'm not in contact with them, so I don't know what she's saying.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though somebody's trying to knock something out of proportion. We'll say that. Okay.
Yeah.
But she wants you to understand that somebody is trying to knock things out of proportion. Somebody is trying to cause a riot. But she said you're best off the way you are, keeping out of the way like you are. Okay.
Yeah.
She's looking out for you because she says you've got so many special things on the horizon that's going to happen for you. Okay.
Right.
And she doesn't want anything causing any disruptions within your life. Okay.
Oh.
I feel as though there's a spiritual path coming your way as well, my darling. I do feel as though there's a spiritual sort of path coming your way as well. Okay.
Great.
I do feel as though this spiritual path is going to come your way sooner rather than later. And I do feel as though you're going to enjoy this spiritual path as well, sweetheart. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so really...
yeah, I am. I just hope that it's almost been a year, and I thought they would be calming down by now, but I just hope.
There's somebody that still is angry, sweetheart. Okay.
Oh, okay.
There is somebody that's still angry, but you're best off staying where you are and just keeping out of it and let them deal with it themselves. Okay.
Yeah. If all these great things are coming, then definitely I'll focus
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Wonderful.
That's all I've got for you, darling, okay, because you, apart from your mum's just said to me, you've got to start taking better care of yourself as well. You've got to start taking better care of yourself, and you've got to start looking out for yourself. Stop worrying about others. You've got to look out for yourself, darling, okay?
Yeah, I have been taking care of myself. And, usually I always help other people first. So, yeah, I've stopped doing that.
Yeah, yeah. That's good then. That's what she's probably starting to get at is what you need to start taking a better care of yourself and leave the others to get on with what they have to do. Okay?
Perfect. Perfect timing. All right.
Thank you very much, love. Thank you.
Ah. Okay. Thank you, Catherine. I have to tell you a little story before we move on, but, you know, in families, what happens very often is this thing about, oh, you know, he / she had millions. Yeah? And then he / she comes through in a reading and says, well, actually, it was only thousands. And by the time everything was done, it dwindled to hundreds. So there was only hundreds left, not thousands, and not certainly not millions. And everybody wants a little bit, don't they? The ones that you haven't seen in over 20, 30, 40 years. They all suddenly come out of the woodwork. I really do hope, sincerely, ladies and gents, that nobody in our cause queue this evening has families like that. We know that some of them do, and it happens all over the world, unfortunately. It's a terrible, terrible mistake that they're making, because, you know, holding on to physical things, because nobody gets to take anything with them. Yeah? And, you know, and what we should respectfully remember is that one day it will be our turn to go. Yeah? So, right then, we're going to move on. And Tina back online. And we have Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica.
Hi, Miss Tina. Thank you for taking my call. We're doing all nice and cheery. And thank you, Mr. Ken. And really, what you said, I was really like, really thinking Jack and Hyde there for a moment. I don't know why that Jack and Hyde, that Ripper came on my brain cells right now. But anyways, thank you. Ms. Tina, we have a question, please. My young family member, well, she's not young, she's in her 60s, but still young, in another form. There's going to be some changes coming up, and I have observed, and her health, right, because her health is, she's stable, but can hit critical. She's not really stable, even though she's been released. It's a hard thing. But the other family member is not, how can I say it? I like to ask if I'm going to be making some changes and contact somebody. Okay. And I want to know if just, I don't want, this is going to be a situation was going to be kind of harsh because the way he is and the way the two siblings are, but I want to do it in a manner where, like, in the backstage, well, my mom goes, like, giving her, because I know her heart, she wants already, she don't want that no more. Excuse me.
Right.
So,
okay.
Please advise me. You understand. Thank you.
So, basically, Veronica, what she's saying is, that this family member doesn't want to be messed around with. She doesn't want to be, basically, you know, pampered to. She wants to just get on with things and live the life that she's got the best she can. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, and basically it's going to consider more like a separation, probably hit a divorce, and I already had contact, you know, the one who would take care of who belongs to who, but he doesn't
right.
know that. He doesn't know that yet, and she... she's kind of said it, but she's afraid because she's not that strong. You know, she's been in the hospital. But I want to know if I'm going to be successful because I'm going to do it where it still looks normal. But if I don't end up helping, he's going to end up staying with everything. And he has been with other women, and he was with the woman just like many months ago.
Right, okay. With that, Veronica, you know, there's some things that's legal in there that I can't talk about, okay? But I feel as though things will be okay, all right, with you in the background. Maybe just advising her on what you're going to, what she needs to do, or what, with your help, basically, with the whys and ifs and hows, okay? I do feel as though she will be okay. I do feel as though things are going to be quite settled for her. And I do honestly feel as though things are, what I could say is going to be...
Surprising.
I wouldn't say surprising, but I'd say that things are going to be surprising in a way, because I do feel as though things are going to be okay. I do feel as though she's quite angry right now. I do feel as though this lady's quite angry right now and upset, obviously, because of the things that she's found out. Would that make sense?
Yes, you got it, ma'am. You see, that's why I call you. You know, Ken has the best in the world. You got it, ma'am.
Right, okay, because that's what I'm feeling. She's quite angry and she's upset right now. And she'll say anything to... She'll say anything at this precise minute, because it's not through the want of saying it. It's the things that's coming out in anger. We'll say that, okay? She'll be swearing blind this, she'll be swearing blind that, but she'll be, at the end of the day, when she sits down and she thinks about it, sweetheart, she's going to be okay, all right? Because things that's happened to her in the past, yes, she probably won't be able to forgive, but she won't be able to forget either, okay? I feel as though this lady is one to, I wouldn't say hold a grudge, but I'd say she's one to hold on to things for quite some time. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But I do feel as though where she's involved, I do feel as though things will be okay for her, Veronica. I do feel as though she will settle down in time. Okay, I do feel as though all you've got to do is just be there for her. Okay, that's all I can say, is just be there for her, sweetheart, because she wants somebody around there, but at this bright precise minute, I feel as though she's pushing all and sundry away. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Don't let her push you away. Okay, that's all I can say, is don't let her push you away, because yes, she's a very strong, and she's a very strong-willed person. All right, my darling. But I do feel as though she is going to need some company. She is going to need some emotional backing, because at this precise minute, she's just an emotional wreck, okay? Yes, she's just got out of hospital as well, sweetheart. All right, she's just got out of hospital as well. And I do understand that, but she does need support as well, Veronica. All right, my darling. Because I do feel as though when she was in hospital, she underwent something that's quite big and quite serious. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Please just give us some emotional support, darling. Just give us some emotional support, yeah? That's all you can do. Just give us some emotional support. That's all I can say. All right, okay, carry on.
Sorry, I want to ask you: Do you see it like? Do you see him and her in the separation going through? It's going to be more than a separation, but they're not going to be together no more. That's the goal.
No, I don't feel as though they will, because I don't feel there's trust. Okay. There's not trust anymore with that relationship. I do feel as though there's not trust with them.
So are they going to not be together no more? Separation, divorce.
Yeah, I do feel as though that's coming. I do feel as though that's on the cards. This is where I feel as though you need to give her the emotional support. Okay.
No problem.
All right, do that. Okay.
Well, one last thing, ma'am. Do you have a time frame? That's all I need to ask you, please.
Pardon?
Do you have kind of like a time? Would it be less than a year? I know spirit doesn't give time, but do you feel like it would be less than a year, or a couple of months?
I can't say for certain, Veronica. Okay, that's one thing I can't do. I can't say for certain. Okay, because it could be next year, or it could be this year. If I say one thing, I could be wrong. If I say another thing, I could be wrong. But I can't be certain with stuff like that, sweetheart, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I understand that you always go for the be accurate. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Veronica. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you, Veronica. She's gone. Obviously not that one. Right. There's somebody... in the call queue, there's a lot something recently, lost something that is very personal to them. Yeah, and it's made them cry a little. Something that was given to them, I believe, but they've lost it somewhere. Okay, let's see where we're going. All right, we should be with line 5, but I can't find them. Oh, here they are. Okay, Queen.
Ken, Queen, good evening.
Good evening, my lady. Ken, are you there, Ken?
Hello, yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
I wanted to let you know that the other day when you were talking about the crystal beads and me taking them to the church, in my book, I have talked about rosary beads. And I talked about rosary beads being in many stones going way back to, you know, thousands of years. I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah, yeah. They are, yeah. You know, that because you think that they put crystals into almost everything. So they are, you know, it's like, all of a sudden, it's like they attached so many things to paganism. Is that it's unbelievable? It's that the things that get attached to one thing that have been thrown out of the churches over the time, they're coming back in now. So, you know, it's like, yeah, they're coming back in because they were always there in the first place. Yeah. Okay, right. I'm going to let you carry on then. I'm going to shut up now.
Right, my queen, how can I help you?
Yes, my lady. I wanted to speak about spiders and stars. You've been talking to me about stars quite a few times. And
okay.
I had noticed these spider webs, but not to the extent that I saw them today, and they were actually weaving stars. So I just wanted to speak on that. And after I talked to you last time, I went out into my studio and I looked tables, and there was the Eastern star that had been my grandmother's. It has different symbols in each corner of the star. She was a worthy, like a high priestess, worthy matron. So I just wanted to put that out there and see what you got.
Okay. I do feel as though your grandmother, with you saying that, this star must have come to me for a reason. And I do feel as though it is your grandmother. She must be sending you some sort of blessing. Okay. She must be giving you a blessing of some sort. Okay. Because I do feel as though there's a blessing in there. There's a blessing, I feel, as though it's a blessing. It might be from the autumn equinox. Okay, it might be from the autumn equinox that I was getting it. Because when I was speaking to you about this, the equinox was the next day. So I must have been drawing power off that. I do feel as though it's grandma. She's giving you a blessing for some sort of reason. Okay. I'm feeling as though there was blessings handed around maybe during the autumn of some sort. Would that make sense at all, please?
I'm not aware of it, but I'm sure it's quite possible.
Right, okay, because I do feel as though there's a blessing of some sort being handed around in autumn. Okay. I know Sam Haynes coming up, but I mean, I don't feel as though it's anything to do with that. I do feel as though it's something to do with the autumn itself. I feel as though your grandmother, I can see she's sending blessings down of some sort of, in some sort of a shade of a white light or some sort of, she's giving me a white aura of some sort. She's giving me an aura of white. Would that make any sense?
I can relate to that.
Okay. She's giving me an aura of white. So it must be angelic blessings that I'm feeling. Okay, it's got to be some sort of angelic blessing I'm feeling. Would you know anything about an angelic blessing?
No, maybe you could elaborate.
Okay. Angelic, angels of wisdom she's given me. Angels of wisdom. Okay.
Thank you.
She's giving me angels of wisdom. Would you understand angels of wisdom?
I can accept that.
Okay. So I'm sat here and I've got my eyes closed and she's showing me all these angels that's all around you. Okay, all these angels. It's angels of wisdom. Angels of grace. She's giving me angels of grace. Okay. I see angels of grace. Would angels of grace mean anything to you?
You know, Grace is her sister, and my great aunt Grace comes to visit me a lot. A lot. So, yes.
Right, okay, because she's giving me angels of grace. Okay. So that must be what it is. Okay, and then she's giving me some sort of nice, lovely white aura, okay, around you. It's like pure, it's clear, it's absolutely amazing. It's complete angel light around you, okay. Would you understand that you've been asking for inspiration?
Yes.
Okay, there's inspiration around you as well. There's inspiration around you as well. Okay. She's giving me a violet. Why is she giving me a violet? It's either a violet color or the flower violet.
She used to
or
grow.
Or it could mean a name.
She used to grow African violets, my grandmother.
Right, okay. This is why she's giving me violet. Giving me violet. She's really giving me violet here. And she's really, really blooming it. Really, really blooming it. It's going in from a light to a dark. Would that make any sort of sense?
Yeah, different kinds. She gave me the appreciation of nature.
Right, okay. Okay. This is what I'm getting. Okay, this is what I'm getting. This is why she's giving me all this. What it is, my queen, I basically... They want you to know that they're around you, okay? I feel as though you're trying to work on something. Would that make any sort of sense, please?
I'm always working on something, yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. This feels as though it's a meaningful something, though. It's something meaningful. Feel as though it's meaningful to yourself.
It's probably my book.
Right, okay.
My book.
Right, okay. Okay, I'll take that. Because they're just all around you. Every single one of them is all around you. Okay, it's like they've got a circle formed around you. It's like a protective barrier around you. Okay, this is what I'm feeling. It's a protection barrier that they've put around you, okay? This is what they're showing me in spits and spurts. This is probably why I'm not making much sense. They put a protection barrier around you, my queen, okay?
You're making sense.
Yeah, they put a protection barrier around you and giving you all the inspiration. They're sending you the angels of grace. They're sending you the color violet. It sounds as though it's a cryptic message for you. It's one message that you've got to work out for yourself. Would you understand what I'm saying?
I can relate to that, yes.
Okay. it feels as though it's a message that's working out for yourself. You've got to work this message out for something. Okay, because I feel as though also they're wanting you to re-elaborate something. They want you to re-elaborate something. I don't know what this means. It feels as though they're wanting you to re-elaborate something that they've done, but make it into the newer version of it. I feel as though it's something from some words from the past, maybe, or there's something to do with a book from the past, taking some phrases out of a book from the past. They're showing me a book of some sort. They're showing me a black book. Would you understand the black book? With like creamy colored pages in.
Yes, I got it. You know, it's her Bible she left. It's a Masonic Bible that usually only went to men, but she had a copy of it. So yes, I got it. That's it.
Right. Okay. I feel as though it may be some passages out of there that they want you to re-elaborate. Okay.
And I will be doing that. I will be doing that. Yes.
I do feel as though there's some passages in there that they want you to re-elaborate, okay? And then they're showing me a book with a red cover, with some creamy coloured pages in. Would you understand a book with a red cover that's got creamy coloured pages in as well?
You know, coming to me is my aunt, on my father's side, that, wow, I went into my grandfather and my aunt's home years ago, and what's coming to me is I came out with a book. I believe it was red with many pages, and it was Masonic as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I'm shocked with that.
I didn't know what it was. I came out with a few things. I went in for treasures. I was drawn to the book. I'm seeing it. I'm remembering the experience. And I was a young girl. Yeah, very young.
And I would have known nothing about that. Okay. Even I'm shocked now. I'm lost for words. I am. I'm lost for words now. Okay. There you go.
Well, thank you. Thank you, my lady. And
thank you very much, my queen.
For those words about the rosary, because it's in my book. And the Catholic Church is in my book. Okay. Love it. Namaste. Blessed be.
Namaste.
Thank you, queen. Okay, that's wonderful, isn't it? As to say, I love to hear that type of validation, you know, it's just magical when that comes together like that, it really is. And those are the sort of readings that stay with you, you know, because they say that you're not supposed to remember anything, but, you know, I think the angels and your loved ones sometimes, they allow the reader to keep a little bit of it, you know. Yeah, it's like sharing the cake out sort of thing. It sounds like there's a little bit left for you, you know, that type of thing, yeah. Right, let's see where we're going. Oh, we have the other Suzanne. Right.
Good evening.
Hi, my name is Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good. How can I help, my darling?
I'm wondering if my master's teachers or loved ones have any messages for me about what's going on with me.
Okay, sweetheart. I've got a lady angel with me, sweetheart. I've got a lady spirit with me. Okay, would you understand the lady spirit that you're very deeply connected to, please?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying to me, she's just said to me, sweetheart, that you're feeling a little bit of confusion about something. Would that make sense?
Yes, about how my messages are going to come through.
Okay, okay. She says, you've not got to feel confused, my darling. Okay, you've not got to feel confused. Because I am feeling you're able to receive messages from spirit. Okay, darling.
Yeah.
This is what I'm feeling. You are able to receive messages from spirit, sweetheart. And they feel as though there's some part of you that they feel as though is closed off. Would that make sense at all, please?
I've been working to be not closed off, so I'm hoping I'm getting to the place where I'm not anymore.
Okay. They want you to know that you've got to work on your chakras. You've got to work on them chakras. Okay. There's one chakra, or maybe a couple of chakras that are blocked, sweetheart. Okay. They want you to work on your chakras. This is what they're saying. Please, can you tell her to work on her chakras?
Okay,
darling. Because they feel as though you need some deep meditation. Would that make sense?
Okay, yes.
Okay. You need some very, very deep soul-searching meditation. Okay.
Okay.
They want you to sit and do some very deep meditation, sweetheart. This is what they're telling me. Okay. You are getting some part of the messages that they're trying to give you, but not all of it. Would that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. This lady says when she was around you the other night. Okay. I feel as though it was maybe a couple of nights ago. She was trying to give you a message. You heard some of the message, but then you didn't hear all of the message. I feel as though a lady was trying to give you a message. This lady was trying to give you a message maybe a couple of nights ago. Would that make sense at all, please?
It's hard to say because my messages right now are just knowing, and I don't ever know whether it's me or whether I'm really getting them.
Right, okay. She's saying to me, you felt as though you were thinking about or getting somebody telling you something that you've never thought you would hear. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it was this lady that was trying to giving you this message. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what this message was about because she hasn't revealed this message. But she does feel as though that there's someone around you she's feeling as though is not being quite trustworthy. This is what she's trying to tell you. There's somebody around you that she's feeling as though is not quite trustworthy for you.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know whether you've been feeling that or not, but this is what she's trying to tell you. She said she's been giving you, you've been having gut feelings, which is another way of angels trying to give you messages. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is angels trying to give you a message as well. She's saying you've been having gut feelings about something or someone. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is what these gut feelings are. These gut feelings are also messages from the spirit as well, my darling. Okay. You've got to go with these feelings, she's saying to me. Okay. She wants you to go with these feelings that she's saying to me, sweetheart. Okay. I do understand your frustration and I do understand your tension with trying to listen to spirit but not getting everything. But she's saying to me, with deep meditation, darling, you will work on your chakras and you will unblock them chakras.
Okay.
Okay. And then your psychic side will come back to you. Okay. Because she feels as though, this lady does feel as though you're profoundly psychic and you could do what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she wants you to know that when these things are sorted out with inside of yourself, these when you've worked on these chakras, you will feel a surge building. Okay, and your empathy will start coming back as well, because I feel as though you're very empathetic.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You feel other people's emotions.
Yes.
Okay. And she said, it feels as though you haven't been feeling that for a while. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right. Okay. This is what she wants you to do, darling, basically, because she knows that you're profoundly psychic and you can feel other people's emotions. And you do know when spirits are around you, okay, which you are still feeling. You are still knowing
mm-hmm.
that spirit are around you, okay? But she does want you to concentrate on that deep meditation, sweetheart, okay?
Will do.
She does want you to keep on that deep meditation and try and unblock these chakras that's coming through. Unblock these chakras and let your senses come back through to you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you like to ask me anything else?
Any other messages from anybody else in spirit?
Would you understand a gentleman in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay. He wants you to know that he's always going to be there for you and you're always going to be his little girl. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's very much around you. I don't know whether this is a joke or not, but he sure... It's showing me the bottom of a tree, like a trunk of a tree. Would you understand a trunk of a tree of some sort, please?
Yes.
Okay, showing me a trunk of a tree. Okay. He said, you've always got to remember that trunk of that tree. I feel
okay.
as though
I
it's
think
something
that's for
maybe...
grounding.
Sorry?
I was wondering if he's talking about grounding.
Yeah, maybe. And there's wisdom coming that out of that tree as well. There's knowledge coming out of that tree as well, she is saying to me.
Okay.
Would you understand that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. There's knowledge and there's wisdom coming out of that tree. Okay. And he wants you to start and I don't know what it is. It feels as though you need to start reading up or something or writing something down. He's showing me a book.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand the book?
Yeah.
Okay. It's showing me a book, sweetheart. I don't know what sort of a book it is. It's something either there's knowledge and wisdom in it, and there's something you've either writing down or you're reading, darling.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm journaling and channeling. Yeah, trying to channel, right?
Right, okay. This is why he wants you to keep doing that.
Okay.
You've got to keep doing that. This is all part of what we've just been talking about is saying to me. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though this lady and this gentleman are around you very, very much. Okay. And they don't want you to lose your focus. They're saying to me, please tell her not to lose her focus. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want you to lose your focus. All right, my darling?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, my darling, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Okay, right. Now, we're going to take a break because we've got to give Tina a break. I will say, just take Susan's microphone off there. Right. So, the cork here. We've now reached the 15th caller in our call queue this evening. So there has been 15 people calling in this evening. And it's still going up, would you believe? So I can now see 13, 14, 15, 16 callers. And it's still going up, so we can take that break. But I can not promise that we will be able to fit 16 in to a two-hour show, because it means that we've done 6 thus far. We've got 10 more to take. And can I say, out of all the people that have called. We have 3 paid subscribers, which means they paid already, yeah? But we only have 1 person who has donated all evening, and it's really not good enough out of 50. Right, we're here, we're back, we're on the second hour of our show. As I said, there are now line 15, we're up to line 15. So we've taken 6 out of 15 in the first hour, and we try to give people 10 minutes per call. Now, you can see the impossibility of being able to do the rest of our call queue this evening and still give them okay Right. We actually flipped one person, would you believe? We actually missed a call because we've only actually taken 5 calls. And I'm sure Tina's counting as well. And Ken needs to learn to count because we mistakenly went to line 5 when we should have been on line 4. So so you can see the pressure that's on when we have a busy call queue. And looking at one person out of 15 there that's actually taken the time put their hand in their pocket. And I think on a Tuesday, this is getting a bit silly because we have a good call queue on a Tuesday evening, I know it's the second day into the start of a week. You probably spent all your money on Friday doing your shopping or whatever, I really don't know, but it's a bag of sweets, you know. So if you think about that candy bar that you might buy yourself, instead of buying a candy bar, think about throwing it in the pot, you know, and say, well, I'm going to have one less candy bar this week. Right. So let's bring Tina back then. And we apologise there to line 4. And that's deep. And we're going to take that call now.
Good evening, Deep.
Good evening, Ken. Good evening, Tina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm better now. Thank you, Tina.
Good. How can I help, darling?
Tina, I viewed a house yesterday, which I like, and I've put in an offer for it. They should come back to me tomorrow. Do you see them accepting my offer? Because there is another party who's slightly less, but I don't know how it will go.
I do feel, sorry, Dave. I do feel as though they will come back to you tomorrow. Okay. I do feel as though that will, sorry, darling, I've got a bit of a chesty cough. I do feel as though they'll come back to you tomorrow, darling. Okay. I do feel as though they'll come back to you tomorrow, but I do feel as though they will accept the offer as well. Okay. Because I do feel it's a bit more than what was, agreed.
Yes.
Would that make sense?
Yeah, so they verbally accepted somebody else's offer before I viewed the property, because they just, the lady who wants to sell her house wanted her house to be on offer, under offer, so that she could put in an offer somewhere else where she wanted to move.
Yeah.
So it was a lower offer. They accepted, and then I offered higher, but they are in a moral dilemma
right.
Because they accepted the offer, although they didn't issue the sales memo. So that's
okay.
Why I wasn't sure, but if you see it positive,
I feel as though, because it's a higher offer, darling, okay, and normally you know what house buyers are like. If you offer higher than the previous person's offer, then they will accept the higher offer, okay. But I do feel as though they'll accept this offer. Maybe I could be wrong, but I do feel as though they will accept this offer, because I do feel as though out of that they will be gaining as well as you gaining. Okay, because you'll be gaining a house and they'll be gaining extra money, obviously. But I do feel as though they're going to accept it, sweetheart, because obviously I feel as though the offer that's in place already, I do feel with you, you've put considerably, maybe just that little bit more in on it. Okay.
Yeah.
I do feel as though you've probably gone nearer to the asking price that they're asking for the house. Okay. I do feel as though that. But I do feel as though they'll take the offer, darling. Okay. I do feel as though they'll accept your offer. I can't see any problems with them not accepting the offer. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I do feel as though if they do accept this offer, I do feel as though this is a house where you're going to be more stable in, sweetheart, as well.
Yeah, do you see the mortgage going through my work contract, which hasn't come in yet, which should come within the next couple of days? So without the work contract, I can't apply for a mortgage, although I've told them that it should be fine. So do you see the work contract coming through this week and then the mortgage going through?
I do feel as though there's a work contract coming your way, darling. Okay, I do feel as though it could be because you've been applying for contracts here, there and everywhere. Okay, I do feel as though there's one coming your way, sweetheart. I do feel as though there's one you're coming your way, and I do feel as though your mortgage will go through with it as well. Okay, I do feel as though your mortgage will go through with it because it's what you're fighting for. It's what you're wanting. It's your persistence that's doing all of this, okay? Spirit are working with you, darling, okay? Spirit are working with you, but what they're doing is giving you the guidance and giving you the inspiration, but you're doing all the fighting work for yourself, okay? Which is what they wanted in the first place as well on your way back up to where you want to be. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
This gentleman that's with you, sweetheart, okay, there's a gentleman with you. And he's saying he's very, very proud of the way you are actually coming back from all this. Okay, he's very proud of the way you're actually coming back from all of this, he's saying. Okay, because this is the deep that they wanted. This is the deep that they know. This is the deep that everybody loves. Do you know what I mean? And they didn't like seeing you in the state that you was before, okay? They're saying to me, you're overcoming everything that you've gone through, sweetheart. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. The more you're working at it, Deep, the more you're working at it is making you feel better within yourself, okay? It's making you feel a lot better within yourself. Is making you feel as though it's how you're supposed to be feeling. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
It feels as though you're feeling now that as though you're working for a purpose. You're working for not just your confidence, but it feels as though you're working for a purpose. Would that make sense?
It does.
This is what they wanted in the first place, darling. This is how they wanted it. Okay. They've been saying that they want you to start fighting back, get back onto your feet and keep going the way you're supposed to be going, okay? Because it does stand you in good stead for everything else that's coming forward to you. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because there's good stead. It stands you in good stead, darling, for things that you're wanting to fight for the most and the very emotional things that you're wanting to fight for as well. Okay. They're saying to me as well that things are going to start working out for you, darling. They are going to start working out for you. Things are, your life is going to start and get some sort of normality again. Okay. Things are going to, your life is going to come back to some sort of normality again as how it was before. Okay. They're very, very proud of you. They are very proud of you. There's a lady with me. Okay. And she's just coming. She says, please, please, can you tell him I'm so, so proud of him? He's not stopped down long. He's got the fighting spirit of a warrior. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I try. Yeah.
They don't want you to let go of that fighting spirit, sweetheart, please. They don't want you to let go of it. They want you to keep going. Okay, they want you to keep going, sweetheart, all right, because this is where spirit are going to get you, all right? This is where spirit's going to get you. Spirit are working with you to actually keep yourself going as you are, okay? It is, they are keeping yourself going. And the way you're working now, darling, is that spirit are going to start backing off a little bit from helping you. Not saying that they're going to stop helping you, darling. Okay, don't get me wrong. They're not going to stop helping you, but they want you to start and work on.
Yes, it does.
Okay. This is why they're around you. They're showing you strength, and the strength that you're showing this right minute, right now as well, is the strength of a warrior. They're saying to me, is the strength of a warrior. You don't stay down long deep, and you do start fighting back, okay? And this is what they do. But I do feel as though you are going to, they are going to accept your offer tomorrow. And I also feel as though the mortgage will come with it as well, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So thank you for calling in, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Dee. And so sorry, I missed you there in the cockpit. We did. It's just looking up and down the call queue. I just realised that we hadn't taken that call, and you know, it's really. Otherwise, people would have gone there without a call this evening. Okay, let's see where we're going then. Donna.
Good.
Good evening, Donna.
Good evening, Donna. Oh, hi, Tina Marie. Hold on. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yes, good. I mean, I've been on a high frequency or something the last 2 months, and I'm just so lucky. I mean, it's unbelievable. I would say, I won. Every time I go, I win. I got a scratcher, won 1,000, won a slot machine, 12. I mean, all this good things. So I'm on a free, high frequency, so I think something's really coming up. And then,
can you say that again, Donna? You're in a bad area.
Oh, hold on. Better?
Yeah, a little bit better, yeah. So you've been on a high frequency.
Yeah, and winning money, and my luck's real good, and yeah, it's been going on for like a month and a half, I guess, 2 months.
Well, that's good. Can you send Lady Luck over to me now, please?
Okay.
So how can I help, darling?
Well, I just wanted to know, you see a partner coming in. That's an area that I haven't gotten to yet. And also I want to travel. And I'm expecting something big coming in. Do you see something big coming in? Because I really do. I've been waiting a long time.
Oh, I do see something coming your way, sweetheart. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I do see something coming your way, darling. Okay. I do feel as though there is a potential mister coming your way as well. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though this guy is, you're just going to meet him out of the blue, I think. Okay. This is what I'm feeling. I feel as though you're going to meet him out of the blue. All right, my darling. I do feel as though there's something coming your way that's going to change your life. I don't know what it is, but I do feel as though there's something come your way that's going to change your life, darling. Okay, I do
that's
feel as though it's going to change your life. Sorry?
Yeah, I feel that too. Yeah, it's
really
going to change my life.
Yeah, I do feel as though, it's something that's going to, I don't know. I'm getting the feeling that it's going to be something that's going to put you out there. It's going to put you out there with something. There's something that you're wanting to do, sweetheart. That you want to get your name out there.
Yes. Right. I want to generate enough money, something like that, the lottery or something, so I can have a foundation in my nephew's name. And children that, you know, seem to go to drugs instead of having a direction. And, yeah, I want to do something like that, helping kids.
Right. This is what I'm feeling, darling. This is what you're going to be helping some people. All right. I don't feel it's just going to be kids that you're helping. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't feel as though it's just kids that you're going to be helping. I feel as though it's going to be adults as well and teenagers.
Oh, okay.
All right, that'd be good.
I think it's going to be I think it's going to be people of all ages. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I do feel that it's going to be people of all ages. It's not just going to be children. Okay. And somebody's giving me charity. Somebody's giving me a charity work or some sort of charity work. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what the children's charity is over there, but they're giving me a children's charity, adult charity of some sort. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because you've got different named charities over there than what we do in the UK. But it's giving me some sort of adult and children sort of charities. Okay.
Okay.
There's a lady it's a lady figure that's giving me all these adult and children's charities. They're showing me a children's charity. I don't know whether it's the Red Cross or, but they're showing me a children's charity that you've got that's got some sort of a cross on it. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Right, okay. She's showing me a charity with some sort of cross on, we'll say that, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what sort of charity it is, whether it is a children's charity or whether it's an adult charity, but she's showing me a charity with a cross on it, okay? I don't know if it's something to do with maybe abused children or whether it's children or teenagers that are doing drugs or something, or whether it's a rehabilitation charity of some sort. But she's giving me all of these, putting all these suggestions into my head. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
This is what she's giving me. I don't know who this female is yet. Okay, I feel as though it could be a grandmother figure.
Okay.
All right, darling. She's been watching you as you've been growing, and she says the kind of things that you are doing now is the kind of things that you've always wanted to do. Would that make sense?
Yes, yeah.
Right, okay. She's saying she's seen you growing and she's seen you she's seen you turning out to be the young lady that you are now, and she's very, very proud of you.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
She's very, very proud of you, and the more work that you do, like getting your name out into charities and doing these charity events and things like that, she wants you to start and maybe think about expanding as well once these charity events start get going, or these events that you want to do start get going. She's saying to me something about, I don't know whether it's about writing a book or keeping a diary or something. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying something, she has just said something about either writing a book or keeping a diary or something. Okay. And she's been watching you and she's been seeing you sat there thinking, and I'm not saying really light thinking, she's saying she's seen you deep thinking. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, sort of contemplation, yes.
Yeah, this is what she's saying to me, darling. Okay. And she's heard some of your thoughts, okay? She's heard some of your thoughts. And she's saying to me, sweetheart, she wants you to go with some of them thoughts. Because these thoughts will get your name out there, okay? Will get you out there, she's saying to me. Okay. There's one special thought that you've been thinking about as well, she's saying to me. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. There's that special thought that you need to give some more thought.
Okay.
All right, she's saying to me, there's some more thought. A special thought that she wants you to give some more thought to.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's something that's meaningful or whether it's something that's close to your heart, darling, but this is what she's saying to me. She's watching you and she wants you to carry on with what you're doing, because in the next few months, or when you start these, start thinking about these plans a bit more, it's going to take off.
Yeah.
Okay. It is going to take off. She is there pretty much around you giving you guidance, darling. She is pretty much around you giving you guidance. And I mean, she's giving you a lot of guidance. Okay. She's giving you a lot of guidance as well. And she's been giving you a lot of inspiration as well, okay? She wants you to know that she is going to continue to do so as well. All right, my darling? She is going to continue to do so as well for you. Okay? But she is very, very, very proud of you, of everything that you're thinking. And this is where she's saying to me, you need to carry on with what you're doing, darling, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, you have got spirit backing you. You have got a lot. You've just not got this lady backing you. You've got another gentleman. There's two gentlemen and another lady backing you as well.
Wow.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. And your guides around you as well. Your guides, you've got three guides around you as well.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Okay. All right, my darling.
Thank you so much, Tina Marie. You're the best.
You're welcome, love Donna.
You. Take care.
Okay, thank you very much, Donna. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Right. Okay. Now, I have said repeatedly throughout the show this evening that we've had only one person that's donated this evening. Yeah, we know that people in the call queue regularly donate. They might be driving or they might not be able to donate at the moment. We know who those people are. However, we have reached line 17 in the call queue, which we're not going to make. There's 33 minutes on the clock. We don't yet know how many more we're going to make, but I can honestly say if we're going to give the next three people 10 minutes apiece, you can see where we're going. So the rest of you won't get a call this evening anyway, yeah, but we do try our best to fit people in, and we're not going over, and I can't honestly see why people are calling late expecting us to go over when they can't be bothered to donate anyway. Yeah? So, you know, we're going to go with our next three, and that's it for this evening. So, we're going to bring Tina back in. And we have Sandra.
Evening, Sandra. Thank you. I just needed to... hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, as yourself?
Good, thank you. Just anything that Sue has around finances, that would be great.
Okay. Sandra, would you understand that you're under a considerable amount of pressure right now, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm feeling as though you're looking for something. I feel as though it's either a workplace or you're looking for something to do on the sidelines. Would that make sense?
Yes, I'm desperately trying to find a new opportunity from where I am. Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. I do feel
that
you've
nine,
got...
9-6-4-1-6-8-2-0.
Sorry, say that again.
I'm sorry? No,
say
I'm sorry.
Again.
I was listening to you.
Okay. I do feel as though you've got a sideline plan going. Okay. I do feel as though there's a sideline plan that you want to be doing or want to be concentrating on as well to bring you some sort of finances in. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I feel as though it's like sort of a business, maybe starting up a business or something to do with online sales. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I do feel as though you need to go with that sideline plan, darling, because online sales are going a lot more now than what they used to do because people are staying at home, obviously because of the pandemic. But I also feel
right.
as though people are getting more and more online sales because there's, like, the shops are starting to dwindle down. I feel as though things are going to start moving forward with online sales as well. I do feel as though you need to be thinking about the online sales pitch as well, sweetheart. Okay. Would you understand there's two or three ways that you've been thinking about business opportunities on online sales, please?
Yes and no. I'm not a salesperson. My former partner was very into that, and she kind of pushed on it. I consider it, but I know it takes a lot of money up front to do it, and that's really a part of my problem. Right now, finances are really tight. So, yeah, I have given consideration to it, but not, like, put a lot of effort into it. So, yeah, you're right.
Right. Okay. Because this is what I'm feeling, darling. This is what I'm getting.
Okay.
This is what I'm getting, sweetheart. And I feel as though it's some way that will help you as well. But I do feel as though you're putting in resumes around for another job as well. Would that make sense?
Oh, yes. I have applied for quite a few things. Not just willy-nilly, giving consideration to, you know, full thought. But, yes. Yeah, I'm definitely looking. Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to give consideration for distance as well, I'm being told to tell you. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay.
I just moved.
Yeah, because I feel as though there's somebody with me that's telling me I've got to tell you to give consideration for some distance. All right, darling.
Yes. That makes sense.
Okay. This person, I feel as though it's a gentleman figure, sweetheart. Okay, it's a gentleman figure that's with you. Okay, would you understand the gentleman figure?
Yes, my father.
Right, okay. He wants you to sit. He says he doesn't want you rushing into anything head first. Okay, he doesn't want you rushing into anything head first. He says you've got to think on your feet. Okay, my darling.
Yeah.
All right. He does understand the situation that you're in right now, darling. Okay.
Okay.
He's saying to me something about you've got to consider all aspects.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You've got to consider all aspects because you know, the right aspects is going to lead up the right road, he's saying to me. Okay.
Okay.
So he just said to me as well, he says, you've not got to be too hasty. Yes, you're in a dire situation at this precise minute, but the wrong move can make you go further down instead of going up. Okay. Only your dad would say something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm chuckling. Like, yeah, that's my
only
dad.
Only your dad would say something like that. Okay, and if my dad's listening, he will agree with me. You've got to take it more less a speed than you do a hasty speed, okay? Consider the options, considering of where you want to be, considering of where you want to go. This is what I'm saying, okay? He said you've got to give other options a thought as well. It might be out of your comfort zone, he's saying to me. But you've got to give other options a thought as well, he's saying. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do feel as though you've, besides the online sales thing, I do feel as though I am getting the feeling that you've been considering other options as well, sweetheart, all right?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got a famous saying, anything's better than nothing. Okay, this is what I say. Anything's better than nothing. I think this is basically what Dad's trying to tell you. Okay, anything at this precise minute is better than nothing as long as it's giving you a financial income. All right, my darling.
Right.
He is watching over you. He's definitely watching over you, sweetheart, with considerably amount of love for you. Okay. And he's saying to me, he says, you've got to start taking better care of yourself and stop worrying so much.
Yes. Yes. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
He just said
to me, can you try and get a hot meal down you?
Yeah. I just moved, so I'm trying to get settled and finances are tight, so it's slow down and it's hard to enjoy the move right now as much as I want to because of the tightness of finances. So I had some issues come up with my car. I had some things come up with my car and it just really just threw a monkey wrench in a lot of things.
I know that, because my car's due for its annual test next month. So I know how that feels. This is just basically what your dad's saying. He's looking after you, sweetheart. He's looking out on you, and he's looking out on you with definite unconditional love. Okay. I'm feeling the unconditional love that he's got around you. Okay, darling.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, then, my darling. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. Okay. Squeezing people in this evening. Let's see where we are. Holly.
Oh, I made it.
Yay, you made it. Good evening, my darling.
I didn't think I was going to make it.
You did. How can I help?
Just a new man question or the X-Man or any man.
Would you like to elaborate?
That man I chatted with you about.
Okay. I've already told you, I told you about that, Holly. I can't see anything like that.
I don't want to, when we're going to start talking again. Yeah, I don't need to know about that part.
I do feel as though you're going to start talking again. When is another question, darling? Okay, when is another question? But I do feel as though you're going to be starting talking again, sweetheart. All right?
Yeah.
I do feel as though you're going to start talking again. And I do feel as though it's going to be different. I do feel as though it's going to be different, okay? I honestly do feel as though it's going to be different, and I do feel it's going to be a bit better from last time. All right, my darling.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though it's going to be better from last time. And I also feel as though he's going to be more open and honest with you, okay? Because I don't feel as though he was open and honest with you the other time.
No.
Okay.
Secrets.
Yeah. But I do feel as though he's going to be more honest and open with you this time, sweetheart. All right? I really do. I don't think he'll be keeping anything from you. But if you do find out, if you do suspect anything, you need to confront him with it. All right, my darling? You do need to confront him with it. But I do feel as though you're going to start talking, and I do feel as though you're probably going to start talking again soon. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I do feel as though things are going to be okay for you. I really do feel as though things are going to be okay for you. Okay, on that aspect, on your spiritual aspect, Holly, I do feel as though things are going to get better for you. Okay. On your spiritual aspect, I feel as though things are going to get better for you because I do feel as though your name's going to start getting out a little bit more.
Okay.
I do feel as though your name's going to start getting out a little bit more, darling. And I do feel as though you're going to get more and more people coming to you. Okay.
Oh,
I do feel that you're going to get a lot more people coming to you for readings as well, because people are finding out that you're a very good and you're a very powerful medium. All right, sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
You can reach further places than I can. We'll say that. All right.
Oh.
I do honestly feel as though you've given a reading just lately, and I do feel as though the woman was very, very happy with it. Would that make sense?
Yeah, there's two women recently, so I'm not sure which one, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. But I do feel as though there was one of them was really happy with it. Okay, I really do feel as though they was happy with it. I honestly want you to know that Spirit are making you more powerful. Spirit are giving you more help to reach worlds where you thought you never could reach.
Oh, I like it.
Okay, because you've been doing it such a long time, sweetheart. All right, you've been powerful for such a long time. This is what I'm feeling. All right, darling.
Mm.
And yeah. I honestly do feel as though it's going to be, you are going to get more readings coming in, darling. I do feel as though you are going to get more readings coming in. Okay?
Yeah.
But I do feel as though this guy is going to come back into your life, but I do feel as though he's going to be more open and honest with you, sweetheart. All right?
Uh-huh.
And
How's he going to feel about me being psychic?
I do feel as though he's going to be all right with you being psychic, sweetheart.
Okay.
I do feel as though he's going to be okay with you being psychic, to be honest, because with you being psychic like you are, he'll know that you're going to be picking up on anything anyway. But I do have a tiny suspicion. I do feel as though I've got a tiny suspicion that he already knew you were psychic. Okay.
Yeah.
I do have a tiny suspicion that I do feel as though he already knew you were psychic. And I think this is probably the way he got a bit edgy around you and keeping secrets from you, thinking that he was going to be, thinking that you was going to pick it up, okay? But I do feel as though, sweetheart, you want to be open and honest with him and tell him that you are psychic as well, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do feel as though it'd be all right with you being psychic, darling. Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to be probably be a shock to him in the beginning, but I do feel as though he'll come round. I honestly do feel as though he'll come round, Holly. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then how about my job? Is everything going fine?
I feel as though everything's going fine with your job. I can't see no issues. I feel as though people are friendly around you. Would that make sense?
Yeah. I like everybody here.
Yeah, I feel as though everybody's friendly. And I do feel as though your job's going well. I do feel as though your job's going well, sweetheart, okay? I don't feel you've got any judgmental people around you. We'll say that. Okay, I'm not feeling any sort of negativity around you at all. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though there's one person that keeps talking to you on a regular basis. Maybe you think it's about just random general stuff. But I do feel as though this person's asking you for a reason or talking to you for a reason. I don't know whether you get that sort of feeling. But I do feel as though there's one person that talks to you on a regular basis. Would that make sense?
Is it a male?
I feel as though it's a male.
Yeah, my neighbor, he tends to come in and chat a lot.
Yeah, I do feel as though he talks to you for what you think is might be random sort of stuff, but I do feel as though he's talking to you for a reason about this sort of stuff. Okay.
What's the reason?
I don't know what he talks about, but I do feel as though he's like, maybe lacking in company or lacking in friendship with somebody.
Aww. Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though he's a gentleman. I do feel as though he's a gentleman on his own. Would that make sense?
Well, the one I thought it was, it lives with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Okay. But no, I don't feel any sort of negativity around you, Holly. All right, my darling?
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you both.
Thank
and
you
I'm going to donate. Okay. Bye.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Lovely. Right, okay. So we were trying to save a couple of minutes on each call. We're trying to fit people in, but just about each time I'm doing it. So roughly 7 minutes, but we're cracking on. Okay, Gigi.
Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
How can I help?
Let's see. I have a move that I need to make within the next 30 days or so, you know, plus or minus. And
okay.
I was wondering if you could pick up any information for me about that in terms of where I might find the place or how I might find the place or any words of encouragement.
Okay. Well, first of all, I can say is when you get the move, is good luck with very much with the move. I do feel as though it's going to have a positive vibe around it. Okay. I do feel
great.
As though this move's going to have a positive vibe around it for you. Okay. This is what I'm feeling. As to where you're moving is another question. I'm feeling more... I don't know, maybe somewhere where, around where you are now. I can see a house
mm-hmm.
maybe around where you are now. Okay, I
mm-hmm.
feel as though you're looking around at a house where you are now, darling. All right?
Yeah.
And
maybe some description. Is it an apartment? Is it a house? Is it by myself? You know, that kind of thing.
I'm feeling it's an apartment. I feel
mm-hmm.
as though it's an apartment, maybe. Okay. And I do feel as though it's going to be on your own.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do feel as though it's going to be an apartment and it's going to be on your own. Because I don't feel as though... I feel as though you're wanting to be on your own. Would that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm very
yeah.
happy to hear that. Yes.
Yeah, I do feel as though it's going to be on your own, darling. Okay. I do feel as though you're going to be happy where you're going. All right, my darling, I do feel that. And I do feel as though there's going to be some joyous times there for you.
Nice.
I do feel as though there's going to be some joyous times there for you, sweetheart. I really do feel that. Okay.
Oh, I have chills.
Okay, and I do feel as though it's going to be, I know you need it in the 30 days, but I do feel as though it's going to be happening rather sooner.
Okay.
I feel as though it could be happening sooner, to be honest. I honestly do.
And how do you, to get any information around how I will connect with it?
I think you'll just be walking around and you'll just see it, sweetheart. I think you'll be walking around and you'll just see it. Either that or you're looking on your computer for houses online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel as though
mm-hmm.
you're looking around it and it's going to be houses online, darling.
Mm.
It might be that. Or you just see you are going to look around it. You are going to walk past it and see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm This is what I'm getting. This is what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what I'm getting and this is what I'm feeling. But I do feel as though it's going to be many a happy time there for you. I really do feel as though it's going to be many a happy time there for you, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel as though you're being guided. You're going to be guided to it. Okay, you're going to be
mm-hmm.
guided to it because you've got a spirit with you. I do feel as though it's a lady spirit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be guiding you to this place where you want to be and the happy times that you've got coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I feel as though this lady is wanting you to be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely wanting you to be very happy because she's looking at you and she's got a smile on her face. Okay.
Oh.
She's got a smile on her face and she's looking at you. And she's saying to me, she's just said to me, she's always wanted to be happy. Just surrounded, not surrounded by your own company, but just on your own company, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she says she feels as though that's where you could be happiest. Okay.
Great.
And she wants things to be going good for you. I feel as though, I don't know whether it's a grandmother figure or a mother figure, but she's giving me some sort of youngish looking figure as well. Would that make sense?
Well, my grandmother or my mother would both make sense. My mother recently passed. It's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so my grandmother used to come through, and I would love to know that it's my mom, but, you know, whenever it is, it will be.
Okay. I've got to remind you, you've got something of hers that is gold.
Yes. I have some jewelry of hers.
Yeah, I've got to remind you something that's got, there's some jewelry or there's something of hers that is gold. I don't know, maybe this is mum. It's maybe mum.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got to remind you of something of hers that is gold. She's showing me a ring.
I think I have a ring.
Yeah, she's showing me a ring, sweetheart, okay? And it's a lovely ring as well. I feel as though it could be neither an engagement ring or a wedding ring.
Probably not. Probably not her engagement or wedding ring, but it's all of her jewelry is really so pretty. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Well, she's saying to me, I've got to tell you, you've got something of hers, and then you'll know who it is. Okay, so
yeah.
I am suspecting it's probably mum. Okay, but
okay,
she is watching
awesome.
Over you. She is watching you, sweetheart. She is watching you, and she's going to be the one that's going to be guiding you to this place. Okay? It's her that's going to be guiding you to this place. It's something, I do feel as though it's going to be a very nice place as well. I do feel as though it's going to be a very nice place as well. Where you are going to be settled, and she said she can't see you moving for a while.
And
okay.
Money will not be an issue?
No, I don't feel as though it will, no. I don't feel as though money will be an issue for it, sweetheart. Okay?
Awesome.
Okay, she's saying to me it shouldn't be an issue for you, darling.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you see any relationships coming towards me?
I do feel as though there's going to be a relationship coming towards you once you get settled in your new place, darling. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Once you get settled in that new place, I do feel as though things are going to start looking out for you as well. I honestly do feel as though things are going to start looking up for you as well. Because for what mum's telling me, she's just said to me, she says things have got to be better than anything that it was last time. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
This is what she's saying. She's saying to me things have got to be better than what it was last time. I don't know what she means by that. It's got nothing to do with me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just said to me things have got to be better than what it was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
But when this new man comes into your life, I've no idea. It could be between now and next year. Okay, because spirit
mm-hmm.
doesn't have a timeline. But mum's just said
sure.
She's looking out for the right one for you.
So
she
I haven't met the,
you haven't
the person
met him
yet,
now.
Is it?
No,
okay.
No. Okay.
Okay.
So this is what, yeah, that's what she's just giving me, sweetheart. Okay, sweetheart. So thank you for calling in, darling.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Madonna.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, JJ. Right, now we've got just 6 minutes on the clock, so it's like, okay. We've had 17 people in the call queue, as I said there earlier. People that have called second hour, sadly, some of them won't get in this evening, so let's see where we're going. Okay. Tanika.
Hello.
Good evening, Tanika. How can I help?
Hi. I wanted to know
where you see me working, because as of yesterday, it looks like I don't have a job. I've been going on a lot of interviews in preparation of this, but nothing has come up, and I had a phone interview today, and I have two more this week, and I have a trip at the end of this week I really don't want to go on. But I just wanted to know, as far as employment, what do you see for me? Because I'm very worried about what I've been offered, the income levels not there, the amounts that I've been offered, and I just haven't got anything good yet.
Right, okay. Tanika, I do see you getting another job, okay, darling, but I do feel as though it'd be maybe around the pay that you want, darling, all right? I do feel as though it may be around the pay that you want, okay? In this precise time, darling, I know beggars can't be choosers. You've got to take anything that you can get, as long as you keep a roof over your head and food in your stomach, darling, okay? I do see you getting something, and I do feel as though it may be probably in the care sort of sector, because I know with this pandemic going on, there's a lot of people screaming out for carers, okay? I do feel as though it could be around the care and nursing sort of sector that you might be looking at. Would that make any sort of sense, please?
Because I'm leaving healthcare.
Okay, well, this is what I'm getting, darling. Okay, this is what I'm getting. It might be very good on the pay at this precise minute, but it's what people are wanting, all right? But I do feel as though you're going to be going into another job. I do feel as though there's another job on the pipeline for you, darling, all right? I do feel as though there's another one, but I can't be certain of where it is, okay? But I am still being given the care sector, okay? Maybe the healthcare sector, but this is what I'm picking up. I know you've just leaving, as you said, you're just leaving the healthcare sector. Maybe it's something else as well that you want to try out. I do feel as though there's other options that you've been considering as well. Would that make sense?
Kind of, but not in healthcare, more like in wellness. But
that is
something I'm not sure yet about how to manifest, to be able to live off something like that.
Yeah. This is what I mean. This is that sort of the sector that I was looking at. Not in healthcare, but some sort of care around somewhere. Okay? Maybe... As well, there's other options you can consider looking at as well. There's something that you, I don't feel as though you wanted to do, but maybe wanting to try out. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So there might be other options that you might want to look at, darling. Okay. There's other options that could be out there for you as well. But I do feel as though you've been guided maybe to these options as well. I do feel as though you've been guided to these options. Okay, because I do feel as though you've got a gentleman spirit with you that wants to guide you to these options. All right, darling. I do feel as though it was a special gentleman that was in your life before he passed. Would that make sense?
Not that I know of. I know my father's father passed away, but I didn't really know him. And then there was someone, you know, that I was involved with in the past. I don't know if he's still alive or not.
Mm-hmm.
But his name was Nick. I don't know if he's still alive. I don't think you're talking about him. I think he's just alive and remarried.
I do feel as though he is a gentleman figure, but he's not revealed who he is. This is why I'm saying could be somebody that was in your life that's passed away. Maybe you've not known about it. Okay, but there is a gentleman figure with you. And he's just said to me something about... no matter what job you do, you're always going to be suited to it. Okay? Mm. He says, you're always going to be suited to it. And he says, you've got the talent to know what you want to do, sweetheart. Okay? You've got the talent to know what you want to do. And whatever you do will make him proud anyway. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he does know you pretty well, and he has been watching you, and he's seen all the tears, he's seen all the struggles as well that you've gone through, as well. There's some rocky roads that you've been through as well. He said, would that make sense?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. So this guy has been watching you, sweetheart, since he's been in the spirit world. But he's saying to me, whichever job that you want to go for, he's saying to me, please go for it, okay? You can't be picky and choosy at this precise minute. Would that make sense?
Yeah, the job that you see me getting, do you see it being less, a lot less or less than what I was making? I wasn't making a king's ransom, but as far as, like, the amount, do you see it being, like, less, a lot less?
I feel as though it could be maybe a little bit less, but not a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I can see. I can see it's going to be a little bit less, but not a lot less. You're not going to be at a complete loss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my darling? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you, Tanika. And we've run right out of time there, ladies and gents. So that's all we have time for on this show. Very big thank you once again to Tina for joining me. And we'll do it all again next week. So until then, ladies and gents, for this show, next show, Friday evening with Chris. 17 people in our call queue there this evening, meaning we have managed to reach 9 people out of 17. So I think we've done wonderful. I really do. Yeah. And, you know, we had our little break there in the middle briefly to give Tina a rest in the second hour there. And 9 people in 2 hours is a feat. You know, so as you say, it's above the average. And, you know, if you consider that roughly 10 minutes per person, we did try to squeeze one extra in there this evening. So we managed to get 9 people. And that's only out of the generosity of people leaving a few minutes behind there for another person, yeah? So that's what we've managed to do for you this evening. And if you show us your appreciation there, it means that we may be able to fit you into our next show. You know, it's say appreciation goes a long way. Thank you.